This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Domain Masters, the longest running podcast where we teach you to be the master of your domain. Master of your domain. We discuss domains from many different perspectives, including the legal rights of owners and trademark holders, domain values, and monetization strategies. We show you how to utilize domains to drive traffic to your business so you can gain favorable search engine rankings. We discuss power tools of the trade with the power players of the industry every week right here on Domain Masters.
Hi, welcome to Domain Masters, hosted by NameJet. We're your hosts, Scott Pruitt and Jonathan Tenenbaum. I'm Scott.
And I'm Jonathan. And here at Domain Masters, our goal is to help teach you how to become the master of your domains. Domain names are one of the most important aspects of any website, critical to online business, and provide a great opportunity to invest and make money on the web. So here on the show, we provide all sorts of information on domains and domaining. We bring on some of the greatest minds in the industry onto the program, covering things like new top-level domains, domain valuation, monetization, legal issues, and a ton of other domain name-related topics.
And for those of you who are not familiar with NameJet, we are the leading domain name auction platform, helping businesses and investors bid on exclusive, expiring, and premium domain names through our award-winning backorder and auction system. Since our launch in 2007, we have processed more than 300,000 domain auctions on our platform, and we are currently auctioning about 10,000 domains per month.
That's right, and we'll be letting everybody know about all the cool things we have going on. This show is intended to teach you how to make money with domains, and we've got some great auctions and inventory that can help with that, so we'll definitely make sure everybody knows what's happening on NameJet.
Yes, and we have a very special guest with us today, Bob Mountain. Bob is the Chief Revenue Officer at Afternic. Afternic, which is now owned by GoDaddy, is the world's premier domain marketplace, listing more than 5 million premium domain names available for sale and receiving more than 75 million searches each month, more than any other domain marketplace. Bob has also held executive positions with Name Media and Lycos, among others. He is a seasoned internet professional and expert in the domain industry. Bob, welcome to Domain Masters.
Hey, Scott and Jonathan, great to be here, and thanks for having me on.
All right. Yeah, man. No, definitely happy to have you here. So just to dive right into it, I know Scott touched on it a little bit, but why don't you tell us a little bit about your experience and in particular how you got started in the domain space?
Yeah, sure. No, my first job was actually a developer. My college degree was economics, but I came out and wrote software for a few years. My first client was the largest casket company in America. So, like they say, steady business, but learned a lot. I eventually moved through sales engineering and into general management. Most of my roles have been around distribution channels, partnerships. I ran a digital identity imaging for business for Polaroid, which relied on a global network of resellers. We did a nine-figure program for the government of Mexico and so on. So it was a great experience. It kind of geared me up for the Afternic network. I ran BizDev and strategic partnerships for Lycos when they were actually the number one search engine. This is pre-Google, of course, when it was a two-horse race between us and Yahoo. Lycos was backed by Highland Capital, who was the lead investor in Name Media, which is how I got into the domain business. Just before Name Media, I ran a mobile medical e-commerce business where we did physicians education via mobile devices, pre-iPhone, pre-video, and all that. So it was a good experience, but generally evolved from a technical to more of a business background, which is where I am now.
Awesome. Yeah, no, that's great, man. And obviously a ton of experience in and around the space. So you mentioned that. So it was the Highland Capital connection to Name Media that then pushed you to Afternic. Is that right?
Yeah. Highland was the lead investor for Name Media. Name Media owned Afternic, Bidomains, Smart Name, a number of different web properties. So I had a lot of experience with them from my time at Lycos and Simpatico Lycos, which was their joint venture in Canada. So when I wound down the mobile media business, it was a great opportunity to get into Name Media, which was at that point just really starting to explode as it capitalized on the domain investing wave that was really really starting to pick up steam.
Okay, very cool. So talking about Afternic, so was it already kind of moving along pretty well when you stepped in, or was it in sort of the infancy stages at that point? Like, let's kind of hone in on that and talk about how Afternic got its start.
Yeah, Afternic's an interesting story. It's been around for quite a while. It was launched in 1999 by two entrepreneurs as a domain marketplace for third-party domains. That was unlike a lot of other marketplaces where they had their own inventory and they were promoting that. Afternic really started out as a domain marketplace for anybody who owned domains to list. It was acquired by Register.com at the height of the dot-com boom, and then the Collins brothers picked it up in, I think it was late 2002, and sold it to Name Media in 2006. And Name Media's idea was to pull that together with a number of other acquisitions that they had made to really create a full-service integrated marketplace. They launched Afternic launched Afternic DLS, or Domain Listing Service, in 2008. And that was really, I think, the catalyst for growth, because at that point, they started capitalizing on the distribution of GoDaddy, Register.com, NameJet, in fact, is a great partner, and others. And it's really been on an absolute tear ever since. Afternic was acquired by GoDaddy in 2013. And that's where we are now.
Right, yeah. Oh, and obviously, I can imagine that the GoDaddy acquisition has been, would you say that it's been transformative? Do you think it's obviously hasn't been business as usual, and now you guys have, from a financial standpoint and just an inventory standpoint, there's a lot of leverage there. It's got to be pretty exciting post-acquisition, huh?
Yeah, no, it's been great. I mean, if you take a step back and look, why did GoDaddy acquire Afternic? Afternic is Switzerland. We connect most of the world's top registrars together to power their premium domains. And a major benefit of having GoDaddy behind us now is that GoDaddy is fully integrated into the Afternic network, both as a supplier and as a sell side, reseller. They partner with us exclusively, so that's been a tremendous driver for growth for us, both in terms of inventory supply and in terms of resale. A lot of our growth over the past past 18 months has been driven by that. But they've also been a great partner. They have, some fantastic technical minds, great product people, sales, service. So to be able to take advantage of that has been phenomenal. So we really do run as an independent company, but, they're there to back us up when we need it. And, with their operational support, it's just been a real, it's been a real catalyst, and we've really, felt the benefit of having that behind us since we've been acquired.
Sure. Yeah, no, and I think a lot of people in the space have seen that. We've worked together, I guess. I don't know if it's in the interest of full disclosure, but, we're a partner with Afternic, and we work well with you guys. And, you guys are a good partner of ours. And we've always liked working with you guys. And I think it's exciting. I think it's exciting for you guys. I think it's a natural kind of fit. I think it was a smart acquisition, by GoDaddy. And not just because they acquired you and some of the other talent over there, but, for all the reasons you just mentioned. So it's neat to see that happen. So do you think that's also, it's helped from an inventory standpoint, like you said, now from a technical standpoint, you've got a lot of additional resources that you guys can tap into. What about reach as far as from a customer standpoint? Do you guys feel like you're really being able to leverage, because obviously they have so many customers, with so many domains under management. Do you think that's been a boost for the other Afternic inventory?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, GoDaddy is a great reseller, a great registrar, global reach. So we've been able to, kind of count on their growth, their audience. That's really what Afternic brings. We did not go into this, really thinking we were going to take Afternic and build it out as a destination site where end users would go to buy domains. Our strategy is to, partner with people who have acquired and are building audiences. Building audiences, as you know, is expensive. And that's not an area we wanted to go into as a competitor to our resellers. We really want to power premium domains for them. So by doing that for GoDaddy and others, it really helps us, you know, get the benefit of their reach without having to build the audience ourselves. On the other hand, you know, by focusing on what we do, which is, you know, aggregating great inventory and, you know, building great technology to provide that to our partners, they get the benefit, you know, of that infrastructure, which is something that'd be very difficult, you know, for any one individual registrar to build. Whereas we're able to, you know, build it and then leverage it across, you know, a network of over 120 partners. So it's a great combination, you know, the whole Afternic system, the Afternic infrastructure, the Afternic inventory with our, all of our resellers, GoDaddy included. So.
Yeah, no, I think that's really neat. And, you know, in a lot of ways, it does really help to kind of create sort of this convergence between so many different players in the space to create a you know, this global marketplace that, like you said, you know, not so focused on reaching the end users, but creating more of a platform for everyone else to kind of connect and do business and, you know, improve everybody else's businesses and opportunity. So yeah, no, I think that's, it's all good stuff, man. It's really neat. It's neat to hear your perspective on it, because it's like, you know, we kind of see the same thing from the outside looking in, but kind of seeing it from the inside coming out. And it's definitely, you know, it's insightful to say the least. So with that, I think it's time for our first commercial break. So we'll go ahead and we're going to jump to break. And when we come back, we'll be here on Domain Masters, hosted by NameJet, with our special guest, Bob Mountain of Afternic.
Domain Masters will be back after this short break. Stay tuned.
Reinventing keyword research, simplifying campaign optimization, redefining competitive analysis. SpyFu brings you an entirely new way to find the most profitable keywords for your SEO and PPC campaigns. New tools, new data, and a brand new look. We've streamlined SpyFu so that you can optimize your search engine marketing more efficiently, more accurately, and more intuitively. Visit SpyFu.com, that's S-P-Y-F-U.com, and start downloading your competitors' keywords now. Try it free.
Whether you are an online business or domain name investor, you need access to the best names. With over 270 million domains already registered, finding the right names at the best price requires a great wingman. NameJet.com puts you in the pilot seat by giving you fast and unparalleled access to some of the best premium and expired domain names on earth. As the number one domain name auction platform, NameJet.com is the best place to find domains for your business or investments. So light the afterburners to the domain name aftermarket and fly over to NameJet.com at mock speed to get great domains today. NameJet.com.
Internet Marketing Inc. designs fully integrated digital programs that improve brand experiences and grow businesses through valuable data insights and strategy across all types of media. Paid, owned, and earned. Their digital experts nimbly adapt strategy by providing you a comprehensive view of your brand's online audience and program performance. If you are looking for a data-driven approach to online marketing and advertising, call Internet Marketing Inc. today at 866-563-0620 or visit InternetMarketingInc.com.
We're back with more Domain Masters, where we teach you to be the master of your domain. Master of your domain. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
All right, welcome back to Domain Masters, hosted by NameJet, and we're here with Bob Mountain of Afternic. And we were just talking about Bob's experience, how he got started in the space, and then talking about Afternic and some of the great stuff that they do. And I think, Scott, you had a question?
Sure. Bob, on the for sellers, I mean, you've got a huge platform. You reach out to a lot of different resellers, and including NameJet. But for the person who wants to list their names with Afternic, what's the best way for them to get their domains listed with you?
Yeah, it's really easy. You know, it, as you know, Scott, Afternic is a free service, so it's as simple as opening up an account uploading your domains, and then, you know, Afternic takes over from there and gets you exposure to, you know, our vast audience of end user buyers primarily through our reseller channel. If you've got a huge list of domains, you can, we have tools that let you do that, or you can actually, you know, go through our customer service team and they'll help you. The keys to success are, though, first of all, you know, obviously get your names into the system, and then second, apply a fixed price. Our experience is that names with a fixed price sell about 10 times more frequently than names without a fixed price. You know, picture it, if you go to a used car dealer or a Target, or, you know, pick a retail outlet, if there's no prices, it makes it a lot harder to know that you're getting, you know, good value. So buy it now prices are really important. The next thing is make sure your names are in the fast transfer network. And that's in, essentially on Afternic, you can opt in to fast transfer. That's going to expose your inventory to a much broader set of eyeballs, of end user buyers. You know, we have global resellers, and many of them only take fast transfer inventory because it's much easier for them to, you know, to manage. You know, the fast transfer is fully automated. It moves the domain from selling registrar to buying registrar, from selling account to buyer's account, you know, in minutes. So that's a, you know, going to give you much more exposure, much broader reach than non-fast transfer. You know, and then there's some other prices in there, minimum offer price, which help, you know, in a negotiated sale, and floor price as well. Those are important to set those appropriately so that you're, you know, so that you're sort of pulling all the levers to maximize your, you know, your reach and your potential sale. If your registrar is not part of the Afternic fast transfer network, then you're really missing out, and you should either, you know, get them to join fast transfer, you know, have them call me or anyone on my team, or move your domains to someone who is with a fast transfer network. Most of the world's top registrars do support Afternic fast transfer. You see a healthy double-digit increase if you're in fast transfer, so we strongly recommend you go that route.
Okay, so when you talk about fast transfer registrars, and when you say it's most of the major ones, so that's Network Solutions and Register.com and Enom, and that's me throwing, you know, kind of throwing
plug,
some shit,
yeah,
to some of our partners. But yep. The, you know, and obviously GoDaddy and, mm-hmm. you know,
and name.com. Yeah, most of the, you know, most, if you go down the top 20, most of those registrars are participating in the Afternic Fast Transfer Network today.
You know, so when you talk about putting a fixed price on your domain, so do you guys do valuation support services for sellers, or is that something they've got to kind of figure out on their own, or is that an additional cost as far as a service? How does that work?
Yeah, value, you know, valuation is funny. It's like alchemy. It's sort of part science and part gut. We do valuation for a lot of big portfolios, and we have the best valuation technology in the industry, but it still involves, you know, manual review. So we'll do, you know, we'll, for a lot of new TLD registries for big portfolio owners, we'll value their portfolio, and that really helps them to drive more sales, you know, through the Afternic network. There are also some automated tools like Estabot is a great one, where you can get, you know, a fully automated appraisal of your domain. So there, you know, there's some other options out there, but yeah, there's, you know, multiple ways where someone can get domains valued. Not everyone's comfortable with that. So I understand there are maybe segments of someone's portfolio that may not be appropriated to a buy it now, like your ultra premiums where a mistake, you know, could be very costly. You may want to just keep those as make offer, but the, you know, the bulk of your portfolio, certainly mid market and down ought to be, you know, ought to be buy it now.
So. Yeah, no, and I think that makes a lot of sense. And I think a lot of sellers, the one hurdle for them to get over, though, too, is also, you know, like you said, it's part science, it's part gut. It's that gut portion with a lot of sellers, I think, that they've got to, you know, make sure that they're reasonable and realistic when it comes to the valuation of their names. I mean, ultimately, a domain name is going to be worth what somebody's going to be willing to pay for it. And then the key becomes, you know, and I would say the same thing about NameJet, Afternic, you know, being able to reach the most potential buyers that would be interested in purchasing your name and spending some money on a domain name that you have, and, you know, trying to find that sweet spot where, you know, you're not selling it for less than you could and leaving money on the table, but at the same time not pricing it, unless you're in a position where you can just put prices that, hey, whenever they get there, and you can carry the weight in the meantime. But, you know, and obviously it's a seller by seller basis, but I think that's a pretty interesting kind of dynamic too. You know, because, you know, a lot of sellers, you know, value their names more than, you know, at a higher value than others might. And
yeah, it's, well, you know, and a lot of domain investors have acquired their portfolio over a long time, and they put a lot of passion and care. So, yeah, of course, they're going to be attached to their names, you know, and you do see examples of names that are selling, you know, for much higher than you would have thought. And everyone kind of locks onto that. But the fact is, if you come up with reasonable prices for your name, sort of fair market value prices, you're going to make a lot more money in the end, because they're, you know, you're just going to get volume. You're going to get the, you know, the benefit of a lot of end users paying, you know, paying a fair market price rather than trying to get absolute top dollar, you know, for every one of your domains. You know, that's an approach that might work for, you know, here and there. But if you want, you know, cash flow success over time, it's much better to come up with an appropriate fair price and then, you know, let the volume do the work for you.
Yeah, I think that's a great point.
Bob, with as many names as you have on your platform, what's the best way to find some of the really good hidden gems that are in your system?
You know, I would say, you know, there's obviously a lot of tools on our site, but the best way is to get keep in touch with your after-next sales rep. They know what domains are coming in. They know the, you know, they know the portfolio, the inventory really well. They know who all the suppliers are. So if they know what you're looking for, then they can give you a tip. They can give you a heads up about, hey, I've, you know, there's some new domains that just came into the system. They're, I think it's right up your alley. You know, there. So I think that's probably the best way, you know, other than the tools on the site, which are, you know, obviously going to help you. And that's sort of the basics. But if you're looking for, you know, sort of a real, you know, a real edge into how to, you know, get the best possible inventory for you, sort of how you're building your portfolio, I would say it's, you know, really work with your sales rep. They're going to be your advocate and your agent within the network.
Okay, cool. So let's talk about that for a second. So I know Scott had asked you about how do you become a seller. So now, to be a buyer with that kind of attention, or to have a sales rep who knows what kind of inventory you're looking for, I mean, how do you establish that relationship? Do you start buying? Does someone reach out? Do we reach out to you to say, hey, here's the thing, I'm going to start buying names over some period of time, and I need somebody to kind of, you know, help me here? Like, how does that work?
You know, just, you know, send sales@afternick.com an email and just say, hey, I'm looking for some help in buying a name. And one of, you know, we've got a big sales team, and one of the folks there will reach back out to you, try and get a handle on what you're looking for and, you know, what sort of what your buyer profile is. And then they'll sort of work to help you identify inventory within the network that's best suited for, you know, for what you're trying to do and how you're trying to build your portfolio.
Okay, cool.
All right. Now, GoDaddy just purchased the Marchex portfolio. So what kind of advice would you give buyers or sellers when dealing with large portfolio domains?
Yeah, I mean, large portfolios are you know, they can be an incredible asset in terms of just the because now you're into a position where if you price them fairly, you've got the scale to really drive some volume over time. You don't have to get quite so hung up. If you've got a smaller portfolio, then you might see, you know, spikes. You might have slow months where, you know, because your portfolio doesn't have quite the breadth that you might see in a much larger portfolio. You're going to have some kind of slow months and maybe some great months. Larger portfolios tend to be a lot more steady and a lot more predictable because they're, you know, they've got enough breadth where they can sort of offset those peaks and valleys. So I think, you know, that's been, you know, the great thing about our large portfolio partners. We've got, you know, numerous very large portfolio owners who list innings with Afternic, who take advantage of, you know, fast transfer in our reseller network. And, you know, we tend to see just kind of steady performance month over month. You know, the smaller portfolios, you know, that's great too. You'll have some home run months and some, you know, maybe some slower months. But, you know, overall, it's, you know, it's great as well. If you look at it, it just takes a little bit longer for it to balance out. You may look at, you know, quarters to, you know, more than that to try and, you know, aggregate what the volume would be. But for, you know, for a large portfolio, the benefit is really it's going to be about, you know, more steady, predictable cash flow.
Sure. No, I think that makes a lot of sense. Now, when you have a buyer that wants to buy a bunch of names, and then would they work with their sales rep basically to see if there were opportunities there, like, hey, if I wanted to spend X amount of dollars or I wanted to get some related names, you know, would they work maybe to try to put together some kind of almost a portfolio on that end to try to match for like a more of a bulk buyer?
Yeah, absolutely. If they know what you're looking for, if they know your buying profile, you know, you're looking for revenue names, or you're looking for, you know, are you speculating a little bit on new TLDs? Are you looking for something proven in terms of .com or .net or some of the legacy TLDs? So based on what you're looking for, you know, they're going to be able to come up with a package for you that's going to, you know, best appropriate what you're looking for, and then try and put together a package that will, you know, that will work commercially. So,
cool. Yeah, no, I mean, that's great. And with that, I think it's time for our second break. So we'll go ahead and jump to commercial. And when we come back, we'll be here with Bob Mountain from Afternic on Domain Masters, hosted by NameJet.
Domain Masters will be back after this short break. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart, or you've read their SEO code of ethics, seen other SEO experts, but did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Introducing Rumble, the smart mobile management system, the first end-to-end mobile platform where you can make real-time app modifications from a point-and-click dashboard. Want to change the design of your app? Point-click, and it's live in real-time. Want to change the ad map of your app? Point-click, and it's live in real-time. Want to change the content mix of your app? Point-click, and it's live in real-time. Power your mobile business with Rumble. Are you ready to rumble? Visit www.rumble.me.
Finding links to improve your rankings in the search engines is time-consuming and frustrating for many of us. The Hoth is the go-to company to help lighten your link-building load. Their white-label SEO was made specifically for agencies, in-house SEOs, and affiliates. The Hoth also offers high-quality custom local citation building to improve search rankings in Google's maps and localized results, providing fulfillment for some of the largest SEO companies in the world. The Hoth offers link and citation building services you can trust. Get $20 in link building or citation building credits free by going to thehoth.com/radio. THEHOTH.com/radio.
We're back with more Domain Masters, where we teach you to be the master of your domain. Master of your domain. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
All right, welcome back to Domain Masters, hosted by NameJet. We're here with Bob Mountain of Afternic, and we're just talking about the Afternic platform and some things that, as a seller or a buyer, you can do to best leverage the extensive network that they have and the resources and the sales folks and everything else. But so we'll keep it moving. And I think, Scott, you had a question.
Yeah, I have another question for you, Bob. Real quick, on the Afternic platform, what type of new things are you planning on rolling out?
Anything you can share with us as far as things you're excited about or anything that's coming up?
You know, I mean, it's really the core mission is expand distribution to get more eyeballs onto the network. And we're constantly doing that. So, you know, in the future, we plan to continue to, you know, bring on new resellers and just expand the potential audience of domain buyers. On the supply side, it's about quality inventory, right? So, I mean, it's easy to add inventory onto a network. It's more challenging to add quality inventory that's, you know, it's going to be reliable in terms of a source of being able to be fulfilled. You know, it's appropriately priced. It's suitable for the audience. You know, that's a little bit more challenging. So we could really, I think we're close to 10 million names now on Afternic. You know, we could easily have a lot more than that. But the plan is to, you know, grow the network, you know, grow the domains with, you know, high quality. And, you know, in our book, it's quality beats quantity any day of the week. Sure. You know, and our audience has proven that. And then be really, really great at the technology that connects the two. So we're, you know, we want to be able to, when you go on NameJet, when you have a customer on NameJet and they buy one of the names that you're presenting from Afternic, we want to be able to deliver it, you know, with an incredibly high degree of reliability to provide a great user experience for everyone. You know, that's why we insist that our domain suppliers, if they're not in fast transfer, that if they, you know, if they have changes in their portfolio, they let something drop, you know, they sell something elsewhere, that they remove it from Afternic. And we're really strict about that because there's nothing worse for our industry or for the user experience than not to be able to fulfill a sale that someone's excited about it. You've got a mad customer. The customer's, you know, kind of maybe a little bit sour on premium domains. So, you know, we really insist on, you know, that people manage their portfolios, and we really strive to have the highest quality portfolio we possibly can. So that's our goal, the highest quality. And we sell a ton of domains. We sell more premium domains than anybody. And, you know, I think our formula is working really well. So it's really just continuing to, you know, expand the network, expand resellers, and do it in a way where we can just continue to scale the program.
Yeah, no, I think that makes a lot of sense. I mean, and when you talk about quality, and I guess even just in how do you highlight the quality on the site? Like, for example, I know on your website you have like a trending list. How do you pick those to determine which ones? Is that something that, you know, is that a seller type of concession? Is there something that they do to kind of, or are you handpicking those? Is it some combination of the two? How does that work?
Yeah, that's all editorial. So that's, you know, that's the, you know, the services team here is looking to see, you know, patterns, right? So it's a little bit of secret sauce. They're saying what's moving, might be, you know, a certain TLD just seems to be getting some traction at any given time, SLDs, categories. So yeah, they'll go in and essentially, you know, every month saying what's really what seems to be working. And they'll, you know, they'll put some in and then it moves around in a rotation based on that. So,
okay.
Hey, Bob, with this new Alphabet company that's just come out now, have you noticed any changes in the stock of XYZ?
You know, in general, the pickup on new TLDs in the aftermarket hasn't been, you know, really all that huge yet, right? You know, there's been some speculation and, you know, some buys. A lot of it's been registry reserve inventory. But we really haven't seen the, you know, the aftermarket hit its full throttle on the new TLDs yet. But it's early days, and I think that will happen as these new TLDs get traction. You know, I think the aftermarket is really very much a function of success in the primary registration space. So as these TLDs, you know, promote, get traction, get build awareness, I think you'll see that. But it really hasn't happened yet. So, but we're, you know, we're hopeful. And when, you know, and we just announced yesterday that we're announcing a, you know, we're releasing support for a whole swath of new TLDs on Afternic. So we're, you know, we're continuing to support them and expanding our support. And, you know, I think over time it's definitely going to get there, but not quite there yet, right?
Yep. And, you know, we saw that. And I think with the adding of all those 450 or something TLDs in the aftermarket, I think obviously it makes a lot of sense. And I would agree. I mean, we see some of the same trends where, as far as the aftermarket goes, you know, new GTLDs are just getting started. So there's obviously a lot of work and adoption that has to happen in order for the aftermarket to really start, you know, buzzing with respect to the new TLDs. With what Scott is referring to, in case any of the audience isn't aware, but as Google has restructured their business to with their umbrella company, which is Alphabet. And they launched with their domain name, which is abc.xyz. So I'm sure Daniel and all the folks at the XYZ registry are really, really excited. And I think, you know, for a lot of these, I mean, the hungergames.movie, which was a donuts domain, and some of these others, and some of the success that Rightside has had, for example, with the .news domains, and a lot of the big newspapers or websites or stations and networks picking up .news sites. You know, all, each one of these, it's really neat, I think, when you look at the new GTLDs in general and how, you know, a win for one is a win for all. And, you know, and I think without question, although it's been, you know, slow to get started, I mean, it's just a matter of how long will it take until they're adopted to the point that, you know, there's real value in the secondary market. And yeah, I mean, I would say it's the same thing for our platform in that, you know, haven't really seen it yet. We've seen some overall in the aftermarket, and it's just, you know, it's just gonna be a matter of time and a question of how long it will be. But again, I think the whole abc.xyz is pretty awesome, and definitely happy for Daniel, and I think it's great for the XYZ registry. And yeah, and I mean, and we just happen to have a bunch of XYZ domains for sale on NameJet.
We do.
We'll talk about that in our shameless plug. With that, I think,
up.
Yeah, we're getting close. So, Bob, we really appreciate you taking the time, and I think we probably have about time for one more question before we go into the wrap. And I think my question would just be, you know, for any new domainer, or not even a new domainer, but for any domainer investor, your platform or others, you know, what would be, if you could give out sort of a tip or a trick, something that they should be focusing on or doing in the next couple of months or right now, what do you think that would be? I mean, what would be your kind of nugget for them?
You know, I think it's, you know, everybody draws analogies between the, you know, the traditional real estate market and the domain real estate market, you know, and I think that's true. You know, buy quality and you're going to be okay, right? So I think it's, you know, so I think when people get into trouble, they try and get a little cute. They get, you know, they try and get, you know, find some convention, some trick, some hack that's, you know, maybe no one ever thought of. And I think that's very risky. So I wouldn't probably put too much into that approach. I would really try and stick with quality. And you know, when you buy quality, when you buy good location, you'll appreciate over time. And you know, I think that's a great approach. You know, I talk to domainers all the time who, you know, go in, they'll spend maybe a little bit more. You know, they certainly buy on the drop, but then they'll spend more on, you know, on domains that are perhaps you know, not liquidation prices. And But they'll have a great, you know, they'll build a good portfolio really that's going to appreciate over time and it's going to build value. So I think that's the thing I would look to is, you know, focus on quality.
Okay. No, I think that's a great point. I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, if even the home runs that, you know, that people will hit if they really want value out of this, you know, without having to hang on for some, you know, change or evolution that may never happen. I mean, you know, good quality domains will not go out of style. So, you know, short domains, goodquality.com stuff. And I think, and, you know, and eventually we'll get into where, you know, you in some cases, some of the new GTLDs where, you know, good GTLDs that are popular and like just really strong domains and keywords and stuff that makes sense. So, yeah, no, I think that's great advice. And, you know, I think and that's awesome. Thanks so much. And we really, really appreciate you taking the time to be on the show today, man. Definitely.
Bob, great having you on the show. We're glad we could have him on to share all his valuable insights with our listeners. JT, you have a lot of stuff that you'd like to share about things that are going on at NameJet. So let's jump into that.
Yeah, let me dive in really quick before we're out of here. But again, thanks, Bob, a million for being here with us today. This has been great.
Yep.
So.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, man. And all right, so to dive into the shameless plug, we've got some great premium domains currently available on the platform, such as an incredible three-character numeric, 143.com, which is just obviously an awesome name, internetaccess.com, which is another great one, curlyhair.com, sportsinjury.com, another short one, lx.org, lx.org, leatherjacket.com, localmarketing.com, purplemarijuana.com, which
Ooh,
I think is...
I haven't heard of that in a long time.
So, you know, those are obviously some great premiums. We've got some great XYZs that I mentioned, things like pink.xyz, cloud.xyz, portal.xyz, php.xyz. Obviously some great names. We've got some really... some cool five-character numeric.nets that are available. There's a bunch of those with some really interesting numeric combinations that I think are really... really good opportunities for buyers when we look at the popularity and the growth of the dot, the numerics. In general, we've got some, along those same lines, some premium numeric.asia domains, such as 279.asia, 797.asia, 889.asia, some great three-character.orgs, szp.org, wiq.org, znn.org. So a ton of great domains, all shapes and sizes, but just you know, to kind of speaking to the idea of quality, and just a lot of great stuff. And, you know, and some of those can be had for great deals. So, you know, get over to NameJet and definitely check that out. So with that, that's the shameless plug for the day.
That's right. And you can email us at radio@namejet.com, where we look forward to answer any questions that you have here on the radio show. And also feel free to suggest any topics you'd like us to discuss.
All right. So thank you all for listening. And thanks again to Bob for being on the show with us today. And be sure to tune in the next time on Domain Masters on Webmaster Radio, where we help you be the master of your domain. We air on Wednesdays, bi-weekly, 5 p.m. Eastern, and you can also subscribe via iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, or the Webmaster Radio app for iOS and Android. Thanks so much, everyone, and we'll all talk to you again soon.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.